What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Concrete Message Podcast. My name is Sean, and I'm here with my co-host, Pee Wee from Bola. We hope you enjoy today's Concrete Message. Welcome to episode 2 of the Concrete Message. My name is Sean. I have Pee Wee with me right now, and we're introducing Alex Mendoza. He's a freestyler here from Los Angeles. I think he's ranked number one in the world.
No, I'm ranked, in USA Nationals. I won 3 times already. So, yeah, I'm pretty ranked in the United States.
Awesome. Well, pretty up there. Good to have you here today, man. We're super honored to be in your presence.
No, it's an honor to be here just with you guys because you guys have a similar interest. So
no, I think cool. It's good that to be in your presence since you were like 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
Oof. Damn, that's cold. That's
where we're going to go? We were scheduled for 12 o'clock and it's now 1:15.
So. I didn't even get the address until like 30 minutes before.
The funny thing that everybody that knows Alex knows that even for flights and stuff like that, this dude.
3 hours early.
Yeah. three minutes early, he needs to run through check.
I make it happen though. That's how it is.
That's the thing. He makes it happen.
I try to get a session in before everything. So
In the airport, in the bathroom.
Seriously. I'm not even.
That's
kidding.
So funny.
Well, back in the day, woo, things I would do just to get a session before a flight. Damn, I was a kid though. I was just like super addicted. So
yeah. That's awesome. I just kind of want to dive into this. How and when did you get involved with freestyle?
With freestyle was actually, I would say back in the day, I would say 2004, 2005. That's when I got introduced. I watched the video. That's the first time I saw freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same time my brother knew how to like juggle the ball for like, I remember counting 80 times. And I was just like, I got to get at least 5. Like,
yeah.
If I can't get 5, I can't. Like, that's no control. That sucks, blah, blah, blah. So I did it again my time just like in the backyard, just juggling.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I got 5 juggles. That just motivated me to do more. So, yeah, 2004, 2005.
Awesome. I remember we were talking a little bit, and you were kind of telling me about how in high school, you told your coach you wanted to do freestyle, and he kind of laughed about it.
Well, freestyle wasn't big back then, so it was like a kind of a circus kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, there was no, like, you wouldn't see where the path of freestyle was going. So it could have been like, people thought it was circus because it was not in the field, so people wouldn't take it serious. Mm-hmm. And it was super underground, like, to even now it's underground. Back then it was just like, who the hell is doing this, right? Yeah. So it was kind of tough to, like, just, you know, convince somebody that I really enjoyed doing it. And so, like, he didn't see it the way that I saw it, and I just felt like I find this more fun. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to quit doing the soccer and just focus on the tricks because it was just so much more fun.
Yeah, it's a lot freer, I think.
Well, yeah, I had nobody to tell me what to do. Like I think that's what a lot of similar sports alike have the same mindset because people probably don't want to listen to nobody. Fuck that. I don't want to listen to a coach. I want to do my own shit. So I would say skateboarders, people that are always like individual kind of things, have a similar mindset, and people don't kind of understand what they're going to do with their future with that. But you got to have that kind of mindset to even approach this sport.
Yeah. So just do what you want.
It's very interesting because he mentioned skateboarding.
Yeah.
I know a good amount of freestylers and stuff like that, that they skate before freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just you and the board, and this, you just translate this to you and the ball, you know?
Yeah.
And that's very interesting that is skateboard now is huge.
Because I remember even skateboarding at one point in time, it was like underground as well, and now it's
super mainstream, right?
Yeah, it's big. It's crazy. It's, and I think a freestyle too is like, it's an art, you know. You guys, like, I mean, look at your hair. You have blue hair.
I got blue hair.
You wear like orange vests.
Yeah, and I do some weird stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there's trends and there's faces and everything, and so I wouldn't say I was like this maybe 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever. But I always had like a similar mindset to this. And it wasn't until, like, I got out of some, like, situations I was with that I was just like, okay, I'm just going to explore my mind and be free, whatever the hell I want to do. And if this is just putting this shirt on because I really like it, fuck everybody else. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
I have a question. So I know you for a
long time. Too long.
Too long, yeah. but like,
clean out the closet. I'm just kidding.
No, a long time.
Yeah, a long time because like I remember seeing this kid on MySpace.
Yeah. Hey, you know Pee-wee's old when he talks about MySpace.
Bro, you know yourself. You're old when you fucking know what MySpace is too.
Damn. Oh yeah, like back in the day, like.
what was his MySpace song?
What? It was freestyle. My thing was still freestyle back then.
Freestyle with a crazy ass hair.
But you know, actually, I remember my username. It was Alex America, because I'm a big fan of America from Mexico. Yeah. Well, back then I was way more, but now it's just like kind of fade off. But I've always been liking that team, and so I remember I had Alex America Freestyle 17. What it is now is just Alex 17 Freestyle. Oh. So I always kept that. And 17 has always been like my number. Mm-hmm. So like I always had that even in MySpace. That's crazy.
And it's funny because I remember like I used to juggle and stuff. Like back in the day, it was more hybrids, meaning street players that would do freestyle, that would do
a mix of both.
Yeah, a mix of both. So my style was completely different from Alex. He was more like a juggling lowers and stuff like that. Mine was way more with the sticky ball with the old. With the old tire material ball.
Yeah,
rubber. And yeah, it's like I remember I was going to sleep one day and I'm in my feet, you know, and then I see this idiot put. They're like, while you're sleeping, I'm getting better or something like that. And I was like, oh fuck. So I close my computer, get a ball, and I'm like, okay. It's just a little story that
it was funny me. And you know what, you bring that up all the time, which is funny because I just remember like always just trying to motivate myself, and so I remember just putting stuff like that up just randomly, and I would search up things and I'd just be like, okay, today I'm gonna practice a little bit more just because I just think it's gonna push me. So then I put that up, and people actually thought like I was being a dick. I guess I wasn't trying to be a dick.
When you see a 12-year-old kid, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, my bad. I wasn't trying to be. I'm just doing, I don't know.
He's got nothing else better to do.
Not really.
Go to sleep, kid. Who were your main influences as far as freestyle goes? Maybe not even freestyle, just playing. That kind of transitioned into freestyle.
Well, I remember my brother was a big motivation for me to freestyle, because he's the first person that showed me a video of freestyle, and it was actually before YouTube, before all that crap. Like now it was just like more like a website from like a Dutch like website, and like he remember just
it was says, it Izzy
crazy no it was it said crazy soccer skills, right? And it was this guy named Sufyan Tuzani, and back in the day it was like a first time anybody doing like crazy skills like that. And so he showed me this video, and I thought it was fake, and he thought it was fake, and I was just like, it's not possible. And then he told me that I could juggle 80 times, and that's when it all began. I was just like, 80 times, really? So it's kind of possible. And he just started from there. Dang. So Tuzani, I would say one of my influences, and my brother.
That's crazy, man. I was thinking like Izzy or someone or Edward, but that's
I actually do know them. I did know, I heard of them. Like, yeah. I mean, as soon as I started hearing from Sufyan Tuzani, they all come from the same area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy. They all related. So then I saw Ever Van Gils, and I saw Nike commercials of Ever Van Gils and in and all that kind of stuff.
Era.
Yeah, and that's back in the day. And it all kind of had the same circle. Yeah.
Is that kind of who you look to as far as freestyle too, Pee Wee?
Who, Tuzani? Yeah. I think a lot of people. Like old school people, like they used to look up to Tuzani a lot, you know, and like you just hear the music, and an older freestyler will be like
Tuzani, classic song,
classic song, Tuzani song.
Yeah, you're kind of saying they used to. Do you think they still look up to him?
I feel like like people now look to other influencers, you know, other freestylers, because it's like a whole new generation. It's like this generation was like I would say classic generation, where it was very very creative, because there was not that much that many videos on YouTube that back in the day, so you had to pretty much create some of these tricks. You know, I remember seeing Pale Yeah. It's like old school, doing crazy limits and crazy lowers. I'm like,
well, you were able to do that because there wasn't tricks like invented yet. So yeah. People were inventing, like during my era, people were inventing tricks. Mm-hmm. Now it's like transitions, variations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you rarely see a new trick, which is pretty, you know, you get that a lot because there's a creative freestyles out there. But like as in lowers wise, that's what you started seeing, like what it is now. So I remember watching a video when it first came out of somebody doing a like a three times around the ball, and that was Pale. And for now, till now, he's a legend because he has a name in the sport of a trick that he did when freestyle was getting like big.
Yeah.
So for me, he's always gonna be a legend. Tuzani got a trick. Everybody from like 50 years from now is gonna be saying Tuzani, and they're gonna know who the hell they're talking about.
Because he invented the trick, and now everyone just kind of. Yeah. Uses that trick and builds on.
Because that's a build up. Yeah. There's more tricks to Zani, and I'm kind of curious what else could be possible with like physically your body.
Mm.
But for now, what we're at is, you know, those tricks, and those tricks are iconic because Pale and Zani and all that. So
yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, Alex, I know you've been like around the world and freestyling and doing commercials and stuff like that, but like any crazy stories?
Crazy like what kind of, what do you mean by crazy stories?
Crazy stories, I'll leave it up to your imagination.
Like, oof, damn, I have a lot of those, but I mean,
let's see your first crazy memory with freestyling.
Damn. All right, well, I just say one.
I remember TJ, you tell me about TJ.
There's been some crazy times. Damn, you put me on the spot like that?
No, I mean, TJ, not a bad thing.
The stutter tells it all. The stutter tells it all, man.
When everybody says TJ, like,
people think of TJ, they think.
Perfect, thank you.
No. What I mean by
Donkey Show and vibe anywhere, anytime.
Hey, shout out to Cascarita and TJ.
And put him on blast. No.
Crazy
stories.
Red Bull, remember you did Red Bull and that was one of your first.
So I would say some of my crazy moments were like when I was working for a company that I used to travel with and doing performances with. Circus. And I remember like we used to go, I was a kid and I was just like, oh, I was gonna go, and you know, when we show up, do the event, do all like professional, whatever. But as soon as we're done, like we will just be like kids, you know, where we want to do some stuff, like we want to get some drinks, we want to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got our ways. And so back in the day, it was a young crew. So like we were able to get our drinks and, you know, we mess around in the hotel and we, you know, we meet up with people that we met at the event. And, you know, we were kids. So like girls were like kind of like what we do. And, you know, things go from one place to the other and just so it became like things like that. But I mean, that's when we were kids and stuff. And so, I mean, now it's a whole different story. I mean, it's not like
it's
that.
It's all business.
It's all business and all that. But no, it's crazy what freestyle could get yourself into. Like, I mean, I've gotten some like that's kind of cool stories and all that. But like, I mean, to the moments where you're like, crap, I'm screwed. Like, what should I do here? Like, they put you in the weirdest situations where I've been to where, like, I had no money. Like, I had my money, but I had no card. Like, everything's lost, and I'm screwed. And I'm in the middle of, like, Prague, in outskirts, in the streets, with my friend from, like, that doesn't even speak English.
At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. And we both don't have our stuff with us, and we're just walking in the middle of the road. Like, what do you do at those situations, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been in those situations where you're like, you know, fuck. All right, this is where it ends.
And it's funny.
We're gonna walk this road, and we see what happens, and things work out. So
and you know what they call that, right?
No, I don't.
The freestyle lifestyle.
Freestyle lifestyle. Oh, freestyle lifestyle. You just gotta. We're actually talking about
freestyle
that.
Freestyle everything. Yeah.
We're just talking about that. Like, well, so me and Josh, we freestyles from LA. We have the similar lifestyle. So you know, it's cool. We don't want to stop it because it's so much fun. You know, it's like you get to do this, you get to do that. And it's pretty cool that, you know, we have the similar interests, but we want to keep it going, but in a positive and, you know, business more like where we want to get to in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that's anything, Pee Wee? Anything you want to add on that?
The freestyle lifestyle?
Yeah.
It stresses me out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm one of those persons that like to know step by step.
Logistics.
Yeah, logistics.
Yeah.
But like, you know what? It's like he said. It's like It makes it happen. You know, you can make it.
Look
happen.
At anything, like, you have to always kind of go in this kind of sport with, like, not letting things so, like, pressured and being, like, direct. If things happen, like, eventually you'll grow to know where things are meant to happen, things will happen. And everything will work out if you don't stress about it so much.
Yeah.
And so
we've been lucky enough to be able to. I feel like it's very dynamic, you know.
No, and I agree with that because last time we were in Prague, we were looking for a bus that took us, from what? Yeah, from Prague to where?
From Prague to Budapest.
To Budapest. And we were all over the Prague at night with our backpacks. We're like, how the hell are we going to get there?
Yeah, we had no idea.
We get to this hidden station and we buy two tickets, the last two tickets in that bus. The last two tickets. So.
And we had like a whole thing planned. Like if this didn't happen, we were screwed.
Yeah, we're going to have to sleep.
Like somewhere else, in
a station or something.
So things are meant to happen, they will happen. So I try to not stress about like what's gonna happen in the outcomes of things because I like to just be like at the state of mind and presence at the moment. But I don't like to stress about things, and I like things to go well. So I just chill.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Have you seen the scene change from when you first started?
Yes, huge. Like from where it was before to where it's at now, it's massively different.
Can you say some positive and negative things?
Yeah. As in positive, the sport's growing. So, like, there's a lot of people interested in the sport. You see Instagram actually has been one of the most helpful, and YouTube as well, because then you get people to explore and to get out there more and posting stuff that, you know, you probably won't ever see from a person in, like, Ireland or, like, Kenya or whatever. So you're able to do this stuff, and this is cool because you're getting yourself out there. So, I say a positive now is it's getting bigger, and that's amazing. And I hope it gets as big as skateboarding or something like that.
I think it will.
I'm sure it will because it's even in LA right now. Back in the day, this wasn't a thing. Like now that it's getting big, it's just like I'm getting requests here to do this, getting requests to do that, this is that. And you know, I didn't think about this back in the day. Mm-hmm. My love for this sport grew because it was just a ball on me. Like nobody was telling me what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I'm just doing it, right? I still take it like that because I still love to practice. And I think it's more of an addiction because I have two tattoos about it. I plan to do even more. So in a positive way, it's growing. And a negative way, there's a lot of people that just take it as a business. And I would say, like, don't get me wrong. That's cool. If you're trying to make your money, you're trying to make
I mean, you got to pay your bills.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't like saying that I support it. I'm just saying, like, I'm not even blaming you. Like, that's your thing. I'm not going to say anything against it. But, like, that's not what I like to do with freestyle because I really care about the community and I really am about freestyle. So, for me, it's creating dope shit. And if people like it, dope. People don't like it, well, fuck it, right? You got to have a little bit of both because, you know, I'm not going to just be posting some trick shots because I'm going to get, like, 10,000 views. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be posting my shit. Because if that's cool, then that shit's going to be unique.
Yeah.
And that's going to be my thing.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me kicking a freaking ball to hit like a trash can to like go inside and then go to a tube and freaking hit the goal.
Yeah. Like,
who gives a shit about that?
Yeah, it's your style.
It's
what you like.
Exactly. You know? So, in the future, I would say hopefully that changes it more to where it was before because freestyle was really raw. And it was just about like who the fuck wants to get the craziest shit. And like... You go to competitions and people didn't give a shit about competitions. People actually were just, I'm going to train.
With
like,
the community.
We're here as a meet. Like, this is the first time we get to meet up.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to this guy from, like, 12 hours away in Paris or, like, in, I don't know, anywhere else. And this is my first time. I'm going to just practice as much as I can. Now people would just go to a competition. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. That's their thing.
Yeah.
All part to them. But now people just come and just be like, okay, I'm going to not practice until the competition or, like, practice at 1 a.m. when nobody's watching.
Yeah.
So nobody's seen my tricks. And then when I go in battle, I'll show everything. And then I'll tap like the floor to show that, you know, this guy dropped or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's just more like business. And I got to post this. I got to post that.
Yeah. Like, this kind of brings up a good point then. Do you think having a freestyle jam, freestyle community is important instead of, you know, guys kind of going off on their own thing and getting ready for competition? Like kind of what we were talking about, trying to get the community together, the freestyle community together to like hang out and to just, you know, do the thing.
I have like, I would just be straight up. Whoever wants to be in the freestyle community will be in the freestyle community. If you want to be in the business community, you're going to be in the business community. I mean, of course, I myself want to be in both because I want to be approach this right and I want to grow the scene. So I would approach it to the way I'm trying to do it, which is like meeting up with the guys. I meet up with almost everybody just because I want to grow the scene, right? And so me and the guys will post up like where we're meeting up, or we try to create LA jams where we're trying to have like once a month. We just basically little freestyle meets. We're trying to grow together. We're trying to grow how to compete the sport and just post up cool stuff and be influencers in that way, or just be like athletes in the sport.
Yeah, and I feel that's very important for any sport, to be honest. And the frequent trend I've been seeing is the whole thing about people want to claim to be freestylers or street players or panel players just for the likes, just for the views. They're more of influencers, if anything, and they jump into something just like an opportunity. Mm. And for us, it's like a little disrespectful because people like Alex have been doing this for 13 plus years.
Yeah.
And then for somebody just to try to piggyback off that, like with maybe good intentions, but like it just kills the community vibe about it. I think that's one of the main problems I see in freestyle and from home, you know, LA, the LA scene is and I feel like that's what we do need, this community. We need to meet up. And just like it was before, there was like no interest, just let's just struggle.
I think instead of everyone trying to one up each other, I mean, you're always gonna want to compete, and you know, that's how the sport grows is by wanting like going up on each other and like, well, I can do this better. No, I can, and just keep going. But as far as like making yourself known, like I don't think it should be about that. I think it's more like a community based to like, you're welcome here. You can come if you can do. You can juggle 5 times or you can juggle 1,000 times. Like you're part of this.
You bring a good topic because, you know, a lot of people actually, as we're trying to go to the sport, there's people that like, you know, they're trying to get in the sport that probably is not that great at, you know, juggling. And so, of course, you know, you want to invite them. But also, you know, when you go into these jams and freestyle meets, people are actually trying to train. And for you to come in and just juggle like 2 or 3 times, like maybe you're not ready to join this like jam like right now, but you're more than welcome to come and, you know, be here. But like it's a different story, right? We're always going to welcome everybody no matter what. You could see what we're doing to get inspired, you know, join circles if you're allowed to, whatever. But like a lot of people don't probably won't even say this because it's true. You know, we're trying to focus. We're trying to, you know, get into the rhythm. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, it's really hard when to create jams, because when we create jams for everybody, and that's anybody's welcome. And then, you know, if you join the community, then you're able to, you know, learn from them in a personal level, as in like meeting up with them privately and then growing from there. So I think it's important to like grow the sport and all that, but just know when also like when you're, you know, you're really into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is a good question, which I already know the answer to, but I would like you to like tell me how you feel about this. Is like, do you consider yourself like a pioneer of the US LA freestyle scene? Like, where do you what position will you give yourself in the scene, in the history? Like, say somebody will write a book about you tomorrow and they'll be like, oh, Alex Mendoza was this.
Okay. It's really hard to approach this without being really like consider it to other people's views, but I would say like when I started, there was nobody in like that really was doing it the way maybe me and people were doing it. Like we were actually out there and practicing. The way we met like was at a park in Bobadilla in East LA, and it was like me against his team, and we were about to get in a fight, right?
People, you're gonna show him those hands, huh?
more than those hands.
Even though I remember we tied that game, but he keeps saying that we won. There is no way
that his team started.
There is no way. There is no way. But anyways, yeah. What were we saying? Damn, I forgot. I lost track.
What was I saying? Pioneer. You consider yourself a pioneer.
So, so even from back then, like, we still go practice there, which is kind of funny. I actually feel like at home there. It's pretty funny. That's where the courts are, I learned. From back then, just being me, Pee-wee, maybe some people I met, like, from New York online. And there's some forums that were out there back in the day.
Shout out to Frankie Flo.
Frankie Flo and Angelo Storms, but we never actually, well, back then we didn't meet. Mm-hmm. So I would say, like, around LA, United States, and in general, like in freestyle, I would say I'm one of the pioneers, because nobody in United States were putting up videos or actually practicing as the sport was, like, growing and just dedicating its time to that, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, I remember being in freestyle team, you know, back in the day, where even the people that were working for the team weren't freestyle. I mean, they do tricks. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But I remember I was just like, I showed up and I was like 16, 17. And they're just like, I'm doing like 20 around the world's combos and stuff like that. And then doing two. And then they've been doing that for 2 years. So who's actually, you know, a putting freestyler. The time into this, you know? No, who's a freestyler? Yeah.
And
who's
I
a freestyler?
Feel like that's one of the main things nowadays is like, I'm gonna ask you this. What do you consider a freestyler?
I mean, it's really okay. It's up to grabs, but I think I have some words in there, because I've been doing this for almost 14 years now. Somebody that just really enjoys playing with the ball. I mean, I would say it differently back in the day, because, you know, it was always about like trying to get the best shit and all that. But I would say a freestyler will take his time and like learn. Learn the history of freestyle. Somebody that knows what's, you know, good looking as mm-hmm. a combo. Somebody that wants to learn how to do everything without a closed mind. Somebody that is just active in the community. Because, you know, it's one thing just posting up videos here and there, just clips of stories and all that. Like, that's cool. I like to watch that. But it's also a different thing that you're meeting up with other people and you're trying to make it happen for you and for them and for everybody else. Because in other words, you know, like, we're the only freestylers in LA. Like, this is who we are. You know, we're based here in the West Coast, right? And there's freestylers in other countries that look at our stuff and being like, fuck, I want to go to LA and freestyle with these guys. You get me? We're the generation that's doing that. The next generation is going to be the influencers, those Instagrammers, those blah, 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 blah. And we don't want that to be a thing. Yeah, you get me?
And I feel that's
we're trying to keep it real here, you know? So I come from doing that. You know, I might not be huge in the freestyle, like in the world, like what, 20, 40, 100K, whatever. But I'm all about the community and all about like growing the sport. Right. So if it happens gradually, cool. But if it doesn't, I'm just doing it right.
Yeah, I think other things that should run its course, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel now, because of companies like Nike, Adidas, Puma and whatnot, now the scene is exploding.
But do you even think Nike and all these guys are doing it right, as far as coming in on freestylers
to be
and
honest,
street players? And
Nike back in the day was doing it right with the street street soccer, and Ronaldinho. I think we both look up to him, and for us, he was one of the guys who was like, oh snap, like he's doing all this crazy shit on the field and off the field. Like, he was freestyling, and we know his background. He's a street baller too, you know. So he's like the ultimate, for me, hybrid, you know, because like he put a spotlight into what we do. But yeah, Nike and Adidas, personally, they still don't get it. And I'll be honest, like if they will get it, the scene will be better. Yeah. I think more kids will be out there playing. It was back in the day in 2005, and but like I feel like people like Sean Garnier and other freestylers, like, because of the opportunities they got, like, they could set a good example, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe Europe Adidas is doing way better job.
Well, Europe, maybe like France.
In general, I think. I just think like over here, like, they need more education.
Well, they're just trying to approach it in the business
way, just
and like what's good looking and what's like what people, kids would like.
What's trending at the moment?
Yeah, what's trending? Basically, you know, there's faces, and again, like, you know, kids might like trick shots today, they might like freestyle tomorrow, they might like playing just soccer the next day, blah, blah, blah. It's just about creating a trend that's going to be cool and dope. Yeah.
You know what I think too is, like, I like when you guys post, because you guys post like not only your tricks but your mistakes and like you messing up, and I think that's a good thing, because I see like a lot of Instagram people, they start posting like this scene of them doing these like amazing things, and like it's like a full-on set, but they don't show like the screw-ups, they don't show like the frustration that goes behind it, they don't show any of that stuff. So kid coming into this is like, oh, this is going to be easy. I'm just going to do this and this, and I'm not going to spend 6 hours a day, 6 hours of my life doing freestyle. Like, I think that's important to show, like, look, this is what it is. Like, you're gonna make mistakes. You're going to get hurt. You're going to, you know, you're going to pull your groin, because I'm not flexible at all. So I'm trying to
I will say, like, it's really hard if it's like a kid like watching this and probably approaching it like that and seeing, oh yeah, it's going to be easy, because the person that's there watching is probably like an influencer level, which is just like about creating things like that, right? And maybe this guy's doing it right. So I mean, I would say the underground is probably where it's going to be, and it's going to be raw. And you probably, this guy only probably has like 1,000 followers, and people probably don't want to watch you messing up a lot.
Yeah,
they probably don't watch, they want to watch that, they just want to watch the cool looking shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's tough to do that, like to be growing as in like somebody that's fucking doing some dope shit, and also being like, okay, yeah, this guy's also showing some dope, like, hey, I mess up, I'm just a human, and I like to have fun, so I'll post all this stuff too. So it's hard to be actually be that person as well.
Yeah. And I think for any kid listening to this or even following you guys should realize that you guys mess up a lot.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we mess up a lot.
No, in everything. I mean everything.
he shows up late, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I already messed up today.
But he had a cup of coffee, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
He's talking
chilling.
Fast. All right, so last question for you. What are the two best commercials you've ever filmed to this day?
Oof.
And if there's a celebrity, like, that
okay, so would you say, like, maybe, like, pain-wise, or, like, just that I would thought it was dope?
I think both, yeah.
Cool. I think both, too, because now you can kind of show people who are getting into the freestyle scene is, like, there's possibilities doing freestyle.
So, yeah. I would say this. My first commercial ever.
And be honest about this.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. My first commercial ever, I was... this is when I first got my tattoo. I would say 2012. And it just happened randomly. I just was a kid. I was just like, all right, cool. I do my freestyle. I was in a team of freestyle. And my manager back then just told me, hey, I got this commercial. You should go. I'm not asking for anything. Just go and just see if you get it. I got it. And I didn't know what the hell. I didn't know anything about commercial work. Nothing. Zero. Like nothing. And I go to this to the commercial, and I got it, and they show up, and it says principal job, and it says for Jeep, and they were gonna like showcase the new song of Michael Jackson. It was summer something, right? Summer fans, I think that's what it was called. And I showed up, and it said principal job, and all I had to do was just like grab the ball, put it on the back of my head, and just run, right? And I was like, okay, cool, I could do that. That's pretty easy, right? So I was there from 8. I started working. Like, they put me, they covered my tattoo. That was like 10 minutes. They wanted me to shoot right away. So I'm like, all right, cool, let's go shoot. I shot that. Took me about like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. I was out of there by 9:30. All right, cool. I didn't even get food, whatever. They're like, yeah, you're done. You're good. Good to go. I'm like, cool, dope. I'm going to get paid like maybe $1,000 for this. This is the most I've gotten paid for a gig. Right now, I thought it was dope. So like 2 weeks, 3 weeks came and I got the check and I was like, all right, cool, dope. And they gave me some wardrobe money. I'm like, hey, dope, cool, I'm chilling. And then a month passes by and the commercial comes out, right? And I see it on TV. I'm like, oh, that's fucking dope. Like, I come out for like half a second, right? Just like doing the trick.
I remember that commercial.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about. I put it on the back, I run a little bit, and I'm on the beach and I'm wearing a Juventus jersey, right? And I put on the back and I run, and I'm like, yeah, that's fucking dope, cool. And then like 2 weeks pass by, and I get a check. And it's had like $2,500. And then another check of like $1,500. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Did they overpay me?
Just in case you're listening, yeah. you overpaid. That was a mistake.
And the next day passes by, and I get like five checks, and it's like 500, 700, and then one of like 1,300. I'm like, all right, this is fucked. Like, what's going on here, right? Well, weeks go by. I end up getting like about 50K for this commercial, and I didn't have no freaking clue what the hell is going on. I literally didn't know what to do.
For a couple of seconds of your time?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, well, I have all this shit money. Like, what the hell do I do? So, yeah, I would say for that, I would say that was one of my best ones I ever done. And then just for, because it was cool and dope, was like one of the recent ones I did. I really enjoyed the, like, the whole choreography of, like, they were doing with a flamenco girl, a b-boy, and somebody that does freestyle in a cool, like, slow motion. Like, backdrop was dope.
Yeah.
It was just cool setup, and the vibe was cool. So I would say for that, just being, like, cool and small, like, scale, whatever,
yeah.
I would say that was dope.
Okay. Anything, bro? Pee-wee? You got anything?
From me?
No, just I mean, being a part of his journey, like, anything you want to add on that?
Part of Alex.
Honestly, I, for a second, I thought you were going to say the best commercial I did was they tattooed me while I freestyled. For a second, I thought you were going to say
damn,
that.
Damn, that would be
dope. No, and I also thought that he was going to say the lowest paying job is for Bola.
Yeah. Something, yeah.
No, no, that was probably, no, that's like my second one.
Yeah, it's like the second one. All right, well, cool, man. Hey, it was like I said, it's an honor to have you.
No, thank you so
just
much.
Just to hear your story.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Pick your brain on things and just be real.
There's a lot more to be picked on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all blue.
There's a lot more, yeah, for sure. But no, thank you so much for letting me come and speak about freestyle and just about the culture.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm looking forward to hear this later.
One last thing, actually. Like,
What's up? You want to fight?
No, we could do that outside.
He still wants to catch you.
You
want to
step outside or what?
Catch me outside. Huh?
Catch me outside.
No, it's like, how do you see the sport? I was going to say five, but a lot of people say five now. Like, the next 2 years, because it's growing so much now.
Oh, man. The way that I see it in my mind.
And what could we do to improve it?
Okay, so the way I see it in my mind is way different than what other people will see it, right? Because, you know, I really enjoy doing this shit. And there's a little bit of people that really see it the way I see it. And I would say, you know, it's kind of like you either choose it to like it or not, right? So, and older or equipped with it. I would see it growing. Maybe more stuff going on with commercial work, events, maybe more, you will see it more on TV, maybe. More competitions for sure. That's going to happen for sure. There's going to be more competitions, more brands wanting to do stuff with, you know, freestylers and stuff. Maybe you'll see a lot more influencers that have like a higher following because of it. Like Lisa and like all these people in France are doing that. In general, I think in commercial work, it would be nice. The culture wise, maybe it's going to be still like maybe not there yet in 2 years, but we're getting there. Like, I think everything takes its time, but hopefully by 2 years, we'll have a dope ass scene. A lot of competitions like monthly here in LA, and just like an academy maybe and all that stuff. So yeah. That'd be cool.
Do you think if Pee Wee came out of retirement and started freestyling?
I'm done. That's it.
The community
is taking over.
I tried with Izzy.
Yeah.
And
let's not bring episode one into this.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh yeah,
that's behind.
I was there.
That's yeah. Oh, you were there. Oh,
no, I was there. I witnessed the whole thing.
Pee-wee.
Yeah, he gave me a month to practice. Yeah.
Have you been practicing?
No, hell no.
You don't need practice.
We practice in the office.
Yeah, I don't need practice.
We practice in the office.
Okay.
No, but yeah, like, do you like? For me, I think what the scene needs and is lacking is things like this: podcasts, photo shoots, videos.
What about like a freestyle court
jams just
for freestyle,
bro?
With like the softest, smoothest
talk to you about this?
Ground ever, and like padding around the fence.
I have a mind that it's just about like a lot of freestyle, so I want to create some dope shit.
Yeah,
and if everything goes well and we do it with the right people, I think freestyle could be a cool looking dope shit people would do on a pastime, like kids 15, 16, 17 years old, with a cool like vibe, dope, like people wearing some dope shit, people that just like to do like the hard shit, just like a cool thing where like in Paris it is, where they just meet up in an old like abandoned place and they all jam together. But each one of them, they're like they have like 100K. They have working out. They're doing their thing, but that's the vibe that it is. So I think we could create this in LA as well.
Yeah, get like a helium ball, so like it stays up longer, and you do like crazy.
It's possible. I mean, I thought about that. I think a lot of people thought about that. I think,
back in the day, some people were putting helium.
People are actually posing videos of that.
Yeah.
Just do slow-mo, man.
It's evolved. Yeah. You can do a lot of things with Photoshop or whatever, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, if somebody's listening,
just don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
We're just it's just a joke. All right. Well, cool, guys. Thanks for stopping by, Alex. And for those of you that are listening, thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you on episode 3.